From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This month marks the 60th anniversary of the Freedom Rides, when young civil rights activists rode buses into the South, challenging segregation in busing and public facilities. As they made the journey from the nation's capital to the Deep South, they were taunted and beaten by white mobs and jailed. A few of the buses were even bombed. WBHM's Janae Pierre talked to participants of the movement about what their fight means decades later.
The group of 13 civil rights activists boarded buses in Washington, D.C. to begin the Freedom Rides on May 4, 1961. Exactly 60 years later, Beverly Bassett marked the day by singing her favorite freedom song outside Montgomery's Greyhound bus station. The event at what is now known as the Freedom Rides Museum is one of many across the South commemorating the bravery of hundreds of riders that summer. During the Freedom Rides, Bassett led demonstrations at bus stations throughout her home state of Mississippi. She says her role during the movement was to rally support among folks in her community, a mission she still takes on to encourage the next generation.
You got to understand what your past was before you know what your future is. You got to know your past.
Back in 1961, when the Freedom Riders began their journey, they were testing an earlier Supreme Court ruling that made segregation illegal on interstate buses and at bus stations. The interracial group had a full itinerary that summer. They rode through Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia, with New Orleans as a planned final destination. They were met with some opposition, and as they got further south, the group's strategy of civil disobedience would be tested. They arrived in Alabama on May 14th, Mother's Day.
We got beaten twice that day.
Charles Person was the youngest of the Freedom Riders. He remembers vividly when they were met by an angry white mob at a Greyhound bus station.
We got beaten on the bus in Anniston. Then they rode with us to Birmingham. They taunted us all the way, called us every name you could think of, and they did that for 2 hours.
Person, who was 18 at the time, was chosen and trained by CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, which practiced nonviolent protest strategies. As Person was beaten that day, he says he felt no pain.
We didn't even block punches. You know, we took their best shot. And also, if you hit the ground, they instructed us to take a fetal position so you can protect your vital organs.
CORE sent another group of riders to continue the desegregation campaign because Person and others were beaten so badly. They were also beaten in Montgomery and again in Jackson, Mississippi. But as word got out about the attacks in Alabama, more and more people began to volunteer for the rides. Chris Butcher is superintendent of the Freedom Riders National Monument in Anniston.
Ultimately, all throughout 1961, there were over 50 Freedom Rides and more than 450 Freedom Riders.
More groups formed in Nashville and New Orleans, and those volunteers created a turning point for the rides that summer. The more riders were attacked, the more people joined the cause.
The legacy of that is that terror and intimidation and threats only inspire those people to stand up against injustice and to stand for what's right.
The Freedom Rides were originally supposed to last for about 2 weeks, but they went on for 7 months. Butcher says the sacrifices of people like Charles Person and the late Congressman John Lewis were more than admirable.
So many of them are not in the history books and aren't named. They literally put their lives on the line, but thank God that they did.
The riders inspired people like Mississippi native Beverly Bassett, who is now in her mid-70s, to get involved in the civil rights movement. Bassett says she sees today's Black Lives Matter movement as a continuation of the same struggle.
It ain't about just getting on the bus. It's what you're pledging to do once you make it on the bus.
The Freedom Rides changed interstate travel for Black Americans and fortified the civil rights movement. Janae Pierre, WBHM.
The story was produced as part of a regional collaboration with public media stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.